SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is thought to be the deadliest U.S. aviation disaster in almost a quarter century. No one is believed to have survived last night's mid-air collision of an American Airlines regional jet and a military helicopter at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. 64 people on board the plane, three on the helicopter. The searchers were in the Potomac River all night long.
These responders found extremely frigid conditions. They found heavy wind. They found ice on the water, and they're operated all night in those conditions.
D.C. Fire EMS Chief John Donnelly says so far 28 bodies have been recovered. American Airlines CEO Robert Isom says the plane was on a normal approach to the airport when disaster struck.
At this time, we don't know why the military aircraft came into the path of the PSA aircraft.
Two young champion figure skaters, two of their parents, and two highly regarded Russian figure skating coaches among those who died in the crash. The airport, meanwhile, is scheduled to reopen shortly. Also at SRNNews.com, the White House fine-tuning its order, halting billions in federal grants and loans.
On Monday night, the administration announced a federal spending freeze, which caused confusion and concern among lawmakers, nonprofits, and others. Then on Tuesday, a federal judge temporarily blocked the freeze. Now, the White House says the original memo is rescinded, but says the president's executive orders on federal funding remain in full force and effect.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Israel in the process of releasing 110 Palestinian prisoners after Hamas earlier freed eight more hostages it had been holding. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 135 points, NASDAQ down 8 points. This is SRN News. A major religious freedom case north of the border.
The Canadian Supreme Court will consider a 2019 Quebec law that forbids government workers from wearing religious symbols while on the job. That means no yarmulkes, no cross necklaces, no hijabs, nothing. Critics say the measure is a clear violation of religious freedom, but that argument failed in the Quebec Supreme Court. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedom states that citizens can, quote, express their religious beliefs through prayer, clothing, and other means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at cutting federal support for sex change operations on anyone under the age of 19. The order is the latest effort by Mr. Trump to reverse policies set in place by the Biden administration that critics say promoted transgenderism and harmed children. The president has already directed the Pentagon to conduct a review that's likely to lead to transgender people being barred from military service. This is SRN News. The Navajo Nation has reached a settlement with a mining company.
And that clears the way for transportation of uranium ore across the largest Native American reservation in the U.S. Now, the agreement settles a dispute over trucking ore from one mining operation just south of the Grand Canyon to a site in Utah. Project has drawn criticism from tribes in the region. Energy Fuels Incorporated agreed to halt shipments after Navajo authorities threatened to stop the trucks from traveling on tribal highways. Jason Walker reporting.
Europe's economy stagnated late last year as its former growth engine, Germany, finished a second straight year of shrinking output. The European Union's statistical agency, Eurostat, says gross domestic product was flat, a zero increase in the last quarter of the year among the 20 nations that make up the Eurozone. More details at SRNNews.com.